This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. I want to follow up on what I talked about last week, and that is, what do you do when you have a conflict with someone? When it's not working out with a couple of people, whether it's a husband or wife or siblings or two employees at the office, I said in the last podcast that at least three things have to happen to get to a resolution in a healthy way. And it's not as easy as 1, 2, 3 problem solved or ABC it's done. But for the purposes of remembering, I've been using A, B, and C as an acrostic. And remember last week the A stood for acknowledge the problem. Conflicts usually begin with a difference of opinion or viewpoint, whether it's what to have for supper or how to raise the kids or how the boss wants an assistant to answer the phone. And what I often see happening in relationships is people playing games, pretending that there's no problem when in fact there is. So maybe they don't talk or they take their meals separately. Maybe they avoid each other at the office break room. Acknowledging the problem is more than saying, we've got a problem. It's seeking to understand the real issue or issues from the other person's perspective. And because we see things from different angles, we need to acknowledge the legitimacy of the other person's viewpoint. So if your partner talks like he or she is needy, maybe something's happening in the relationship to make them feel insecure. Is someone angry? Perhaps it's because someone feels like he or she is carrying more of the load, doing more of the parenting, or maybe housework, or taking on extra jobs to make up for overspending somewhere. So ask, what's going on? What am I missing? Help me understand why you're raising your voice, or crying, or ignoring me, or whatever the behavior pattern may be. And that brings me to the next letter, B. It can stand for believe. Believe what? Well, believe the best about your partner. So often we paint the person we have a conflict with in the worst of terms. And that's really natural because it makes us feel like we are all the more in the right, and it's kind of a security mechanism. But stop yourself when you find yourself doing that, because that will only lead to deeper hurts and more painful conflict. We have a tendency to pre-play negative conversations between ourselves and the person or people with whom we are conflicted. He didn't take out the trash. Why? Well, because he thinks he's above me. That's why, and I'm going to tell him why he's not above me. And then the more you talk to yourself like that, the more you ratchet up the negative self-talk, and the worse it gets until you explode with hateful words that often aren't true to reality. So, stop yourself. It could be he or she just forgot. Instead, look for the best. Honey, I know you're extremely busy. Do I need to take out the trash for you this week? See, you've not agreed to do it forever, and you're acknowledging the problem, and you're suspending judgment by believing the best about your partner. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Well, I tried that, and he told me if I wanted to take out the trash, to take it out myself, and he included some bad words in between those phrases. Well, it might help to tell you that there's a second part of what that B stands for, boundaries. It's important to set boundaries in relationships. That means treating each other with respect. If one person is yelling at another, have a prior agreement or understanding that it's time to walk away. Let things cool down, tempers calm, so that a meaningful conversation can take place later. I know sometimes relationships just don't work out, but at least try these ABCs before you give up. Try working it out. And join me next week, and I'll talk about what the C stands for as we think about the process of mending broken relationships. And in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it right.